Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. And I've been sharing yesterday and today on the importance of being called and equipped. God has a call on every one of His children's life, and it's His responsibility to be faithful to equip us for everything necessary to fulfill whatever task He's given us. We may feel totally inadequate in ourselves. We've been looking at Jeremiah, the first chapter, verses 1 through 10, and basically God called him and said, before you were even born, I had a plan for your life. And like we so frequently do, he begins to make excuses. Lord, you know, someone else, get someone else. I can't do this. Moses had a similar complaint. I can't speak. I'm not eloquent. I send somebody else, Lord. But God doesn't want to hear that. He wants to hear words of yieldedness and obedience. And I just feel by the word of the Lord, there are some of you listening that there's been situations offered to you. A couple in your church, there are positions of responsibility that have been presented to you, and you're struggling with it, and you feel inadequate to it, or you don't know that you really are up to doing that. But the Lord is just encouraging you through His Word to trust Him and to step out. You know, the first time Brother Glass asked me to lead a worship service, I mean, I'm not a singer, and I don't know music, I can't read music, and yet I said yes, even though I said I'll never do that again. But of course, I became worship leader in time after Brother Lee went into his ministry in the Northwest. So never say never. And beloved, God will anoint you. He will help you. And much of what we deal with is the fear of people, fear of failure. And from what I understand, the greatest fear people have is public speaking. We feel very exposed and very vulnerable when we're speaking in front of others. And especially when we're speaking in the name of the Lord, we can feel extremely inadequate. But beloved, God is wanting you to move in faith and to know that He's going to empower you, He's going to anoint you. And also, by a word of wisdom, I feel there are some listening that God, you've been listening to these messages, you've been hearing the word of the Lord, and God is going to be placing on your heart some specific things you may never have thought of. But there's acts of kindness, acts of service or generosity that He's just going to lay on your heart. It may not be some big grand thing, but He starts us small. Just will we be found faithful and obedient in the small areas? And so just be encouraged, beloved, that God, the reason I'm sharing this is because God is going to make opportunities for you. And it's His desire, and also my heartfelt prayer, that you won't draw back. The Lord said, if any soul draw back, my soul takes no pleasure in Him. And we don't need to put our hands to the plow and then look back, but we need to say, yes, Lord, whatever you want, I'm willing. And so let's go back now and just finish looking at what God was telling Jeremiah. He said, be not afraid of their vases, for I am with thee to deliver thee, in verse 8. And in declaring God's will, there may be many faces that will frown with anger, with ridicule, with rage, but don't be afraid of them when you have the smiling face of God's approval with you. Sometimes people will not, even if you give what you feel God has wanted you to give or to say. It is not your responsibility how they respond. It's your responsibility to give the word of the Lord. And that's where your responsibility ends. You've done what God has asked you to do, and then it's on them what they do with the word of God. And to obey God, beloved, is to oppose the course of this world. Jesus told his followers, if they hate me, be convinced that they're going to hate you. Because a servant is not above his master. But beloved, darkness cannot overtake you while the true light of his presence is with you and in you, abiding in you. Hebrews 13 and 6 says, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear what man can do to me. And then there was the equipping. Remember, we're talking about being called and equipped. And then that beautiful passage in verse 9, the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and he said, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. And this divine touch corresponds with the touch of the tongue of fire, if you will, in the upper room. His touch and his words are beautifully and vitally associated with the divine commanding. There goes the divine enabling. Look at Isaiah, the sixth chapter, and verses 6 and 7. It says, then flew one of, because he said, oh, I'm undone. I've seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. And I have to read verse 8. And also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. Hallelujah. The touch of God is the evidence of a personal contact. The hand of the Holy Ghost makes the word to burn like a fire. Remember the disciples on the road to Emmaus? They said, did not our hearts burn within us when this man appeared and joined with them and asked what they were talking about? And they said, don't you know what's going on? And it wasn't until he joined them and he broke bread that their eyes were open and they saw it was Jesus. And then, of course, he disappeared out of their sight. Hallelujah. And so, again, looking at this call that God gave to Jeremiah, he said, see, I have set thee to root out and to pull down, to build and to plant. Verse 10, a destructive work, think about what God is saying here, a destructive work needs to be done before a constructive work is begun. In other words, you have to, like a garden, you have to root out and pull out the weeds, pull down and tear out the tree stumps before you can build, before you can plant, whether it's a garden, whether it's crops, or whether it's a building. A piece of land has to be leveled to be prepared first before that work is to be done. And so, we know a garden has to be cleaned of weeds before the good seed is planted, be fertilized, and that tottering wall must be pulled down before a proper defense can be built up. Beloved, God is calling us in these closing moments of time. We're approaching the midnight hour, beloved, when the cry is going to come out, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Will we be as the wise virgins? Is your lamp trimmed? Are you filled with the oil of the Holy Spirit? Are you willing to say, Lord, here am I, send me? Whatever it is that he asks of you, whatever, however apparently small or humble the task, the important thing is to be obedient and to have a willing heart, because he who is faithful and little shall be ruler over much. God looks at our heart and our willingness. We have to put sin away. We have to pray that evil and wickedness and perverseness would be removed from those who are being brought into the kingdom of God. A soul has to be put right before God before a Christ-like character can be built up. It's in a good and honest heart that brings forth much fruit. If you can't, you know, if you sow a good seed among thorns, what happens? The thorns choke off the life. Jesus gave that parable of the seed being the word of God, and he gave the different kinds of soil. But those who receive it on a good heart bring forth fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. And I don't know about you, I want to be a 100-fold Christian. The instrument to be used in this work of regeneration is the word of God, beloved, which is quick and powerful to the casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. In the closing moments, I want to spend some time just in prayer and ministering to you, because I feel the burden of the Spirit of the Lord, the burden of God's heart, and the burden of my heart, that you can be all that God wants you to be. Father, we come to you in prayer. And Father, there are so many right now that are calling out to you, that are crying for the anointing and for the grace and the provision and all the things that are required to fulfill the call of God upon their life. Father, everyone has a calling. It may not be a public ministry as a pastor or in a pulpit, but you've called each and every one. And so, Father, I thank you for the grace of God, and I take authority over every spirit of fear, the fear of man. I rebuke that bondage in the name of Jesus, and I pray the fear of the Lord will quench every fear, ungodly fear. We will fear only, Lord, to displease you. And Father, I pray for the anointing and the provision, the funds, finances, whatever is required, that they can fulfill your call upon their lives. For as you have called them, Lord, you will equip them. And I pray for that equipping. I pray for the faith of God right now. I rebuke doubt and unbelief, and Father, cause them to know that you will do that work. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, beloved, it is I who am calling you. Will you hear the voice of your master? I say, arise, arise, and come forth, and let me anoint you. Let me pour, yea, the very anointing oil that was even poured upon Aaron, that went down to the skirts of his garment, that he was filled with the anointing of God. So I desire to fill you to overflowing, that you shall be anointed of your God, that you shall speak the word of the Lord, and the enemy will not be able to deny or gainsay the words that I shall give you to speak. For I robe you with power and with anointing and with the robes of righteousness and salvation, and you shall go forth and speak the word of the Lord. Receive even now that anointing that shall cause every yoke to be destroyed and broken in your life, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah to the name of our God. Thank you, Lord. Well, I can't add any more to what the Lord has said, except to know that I will pray for you. If you have specific needs, I do invite you to write and share those needs. And I thank you for your prayer support for me, for this ministry, for the financial provision, for all that we need as a ministry to fulfill God's call. I love you, pray for you every day. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.